We all know that feeling, don't we? It's a brilliant day. Sun's shining, everything's going well. You're on top of the world. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes along and puts a hole in your day. Something happens and boom. You feel like crap. Everybody has days like this. And the question is, what do we do about it? If, for example, we sit and feel sorry for ourselves, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and we feel like we're beating our head against a brick wall. What happens then is the neurons within our brain start to fire in a fight-flight mechanism that generates an energy which would, if needed, fight the battle of battles. But that in turn ends up as a migraine or a headache or a screaming match inside our brain, and we're called stressed people. When we're stressed, we can't turn up, and so we turn to sleeping pills, we turn to Panadols, and we turn to all sorts of things to cure the physical and emotional imbalance. But the worst thing that happens is that the person we love and the family we love cops it, because we bring it all home. And today what I want to talk about is a process that helps you prevent causing damage that you then have to go about extensive repair. So we're going to call on the three wise men. And we're going to say, whenever we feel like we're getting into that not turning up state, which means not grateful, not present, not certain, and not filled with love, we're going to do a process. Step one. Sunlight. In sunlight, we rejuvenate ourselves. And most often, most of these traumas we get are in false light, in dark rooms. And so step one, get yourself out into sunlight. And remember, every star at night is a sun that's shining. It doesn't have to be daylight. But most importantly, step outside. The second step is really obvious. Get some exercise. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's gardening or walking or something that gets your heart rate up and your metabolism up. Otherwise, you're heading in the direction of depression. Exercise, and enjoy that exercise. Make it a little bit difficult, but not so much that you're stressed and strained and it adds another load to the whole proposition of the stress you're carrying. Enjoy some outdoor exercise, not the gym, not indoors, outdoors, rain, hail, or shine. The next step is the most important psychological step. Train the brain. Train the brain. Whenever you are stressed, whenever you are not turning up, it's because you've seen something. What we're going to say to you is invert what you saw. Now, if you see someone do bad to you, think about where they did good to you. If you think about something that bad to happen, look for the benefit of it. If you think that someone is cruel, see where they're kind. Invert it. There is no more powerful skill, whether you're running a race or whether you're at work or whether you're doing something and you lose a job, ask yourself, what's the benefit? What's the other side? Where's the silver lining? Where's the other side of this equation? Where is the other side of this person? What's the benefit of what they're doing for you? Invert, 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 invert. And remember, nobody does more to you than you do to yourself. So sometimes what people are doing to you is just a reflection. The last step and the crucial step is, what do you think? Celebrate. Now, we often use the word gratitude. Gratitude for what's happened. But if you come home from work boring and grateful, that's one topic. But if you lose a job, celebrate the effort. If you don't get what you want, celebrate the trying. Celebrate the the experience, the opportunity, celebrate the experience, celebrate something. Every single night when you come home from work, between your office and your home, between the office in your home and the family, celebrate your day. Otherwise, you're going to feel sorry for yourself, you're going to weigh yourself down with woes, and you're going to project that. So before you get home, sunshine, exercise, invert, and celebrate. Reduce your stress from maximum to minimum. This is so important for the people you love, the people you care about, and the people that you lead. Sunshine, exercise, invert, and celebrate. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.